Good morning, everyone. Thank you for taking time off to hear the White Way. My name is Earl Ikeda, Resident Minister for Moli Dongkanji Mission. Thank you for allowing me to share this time with you. Let us reflect upon some of the teachings of our tradition first. In the Eko, it states, "May the virtue that leads to enlightenment be shared equally with all beings. May we together awaken the body mind and be born in the realm of peace and serenity." Ganni shikudoku byodo seisai. This is already the end of the year, and I guess for us living here in Hawaii and in the West, it's a time for us to gather as family to share this precious time. And for some reason, many religious observances are also at this time as well. For the Buddhists, we have Bodhi Day, the day that Shakyamuni was enlightened. We also have the birthday of Christ, and I also believe the Jewish religion has something similar. But what does this time reflect to each and every one of us? It's a time of sharing. And in the Buddhist tradition, we do have a word that expresses this thought, but I would like to read a story or express a story that's written in a book called Buddha at Bedtime. And the story goes something like this. It is entitled The Small Bowl of Rice. Once long ago, there was a very rich individual who lived on the top of a hill. He was very wealthy, and he had many servants, a beautiful house. But for some reason, he was often labeled as a miser. He wouldn't go out because he was afraid that if he went out, he would have to spend money. So it seemed that only once a year, he would go out. And the reason for going out was simply to collect taxes from all the people who used his farmland around. And so it is that it came to the date that he would go out and collect money. It seemed that it was a very, very successful collection, but on the way returning to his home, he was held up by robbers. These robbers stripped him of his clothes and put him in rags and took him far away, together with a dog or his dog, into the countryside where they left him without no food or water. He was completely alone. But let me go back for a moment. This guy was such a miser, and he was so uncaring that he didn't even give his dog a name. So it was basically just dog. And first of all, he got very angry that he was robbed and he was left with nothing because he was caressing his bag of gold just a couple of minutes ago. And now he had nothing at all, just in rags. And so he started yelling at his dog and blaming his dog for not barking or protecting him at all. But alas, they were in a place where they had nothing at all. As they were walking around, he noticed that the dog happened to run to a home. And as he looked at his house, basically it was all in shambles. Obviously, there was somebody very poor living there. Because around the house, there's nothing but grass and, of course, thick thorn bushes that prevented many people from going there. But being cold, hungry, seeking shelter, he decided to try and see if he could get some help. He knocked on the door, and as he knocked, he began to think for a moment, why would anyone help me when I never helped anybody else at all? But then just as he was turning away, thinking maybe nobody would help, he heard a very warm voice calling out to him, say, "Come in, come in, who's there?" And so he kind of said, "I'm looking for lodging, can you please help me?" And this very friendly, warm voice said, "Come in, come into the house." And so when he entered the home, it was a very, very plain home with literally nothing at all in comparison to what he lived in luxury. And so it is, he explained that he had been robbed and he asked for help. And this kind person who never even knew him said, "By all means, please." It was around dinner time. And he said, "Well, this evening I don't have much, but we have a feast of a bowl of rice." And so it is that he took from his counter a bowl of rice and he got two more bowls. One for himself, one for the miser, and also the other for the dogs to share. And he was very grateful for what he had, and he said, "You know, just having this bowl of rice is indeed a great feast for us, you know." And the miser just looked at this and began to wonder. They had a wonderful time, they talked story, and when it became dinner time to sleep, they went to bed, the miser began to explain his story. And with tears, he said, "This is who I am." He explained his situation where he had plenty, more than enough. And yet, seeing this really inspired him, it touched his heart, and he began to wonder what his role in life was. So as the miser began to lie down and think about the many things that happened on that particular day, tears streamed down from his cheeks, and all he saw was how terrible his life really was, how lonely he really was, how abandoned he was. And perhaps he began to think about what was his role in life itself. Well, the next morning when he awoke, he invited the poor man and his dog to come and live with him in his mansion, an offer which they gladly accepted. Without delay, they all set up for the miser's home. And so it was that from that day forward, the miser changed his ways. He and the poor man became the best of friends, living happily together with Archie, the person's dog, and now Mary, the name that he gave his dog, who flourished with the newfound attention. No one was ever again turned away empty-handed from the mansion on the hill. And instead of collecting taxes, the miser used his gold to improve the lives of local people. At least twice a year, he would hold occasions for his neighbors and the people on his community to come. He had parties for the children, which were so enjoyable that they, instead of calling him a miser, began to look to him as a very wonderful person. What is the moral of this story? At the end of this story, there's a statement that states, "Greed and selfishness spoil things for everyone. A wise person realizes that the way to true happiness is through the sharing whatever they have, no matter how little that may be." And so it is that when we come to this time of the year, perhaps we need to reflect upon what is the true spirit of this time. Although we call it Christmas because we come from the West, I'd like to think that it is a time that we share each other's life, and although we may have little, hopefully bring at least a smile to others. The Buddhist term that comes to my mind is the word dana. And although dana means selfless giving, it is not necessarily the sharing of something that is materialistic. A gentle smile, a kind word, a thought. All these things also reflect upon the concept of dana, coming together of hearts and minds. So when we think about this time of the year, let us reflect upon the things that we have. Although some of us may have little, maybe we can just share with a smile or maybe a moment of laughter, a sharing of life. And for those who are able to, maybe just a little bit to share this happy occasion or this time in life with others at different places. Life is too short for us to just think about ourselves, and it is because we're able to share this time together, we have life. So, thinking or reflecting upon this time, let us all, with hearts and minds, open up to share everything that we have. For everything that we share comes back, and wonderful things certainly come back many times more. So as we reflect upon this time again, the time of year where we share this time with life with family and friends, let us also practice the concept of dana, a sharing of this precious moment in life. Life itself, how grateful we are. Gannishikudoku byodo sehisai, bobotsuho daishin ojo anrakuku. May we share these virtues equally with one and all, and together attaining birth in a land of bliss. Land of bliss means also this time, this moment, how grateful we are for the Buddha's words. Namo Amida Butsu.